Now I'm the king of the swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I wanna be a man, man cub, and stroll right into town and be just like the other men. I'm tired of mugging around. Oh, ooby-doo, I wanna be like you.
Hop-de-ooby-doo-ba.
I wanna walk like you,
cheep,
talk like you,
cheep,
too.
Weepy-dee-be-doo-ba.
You'll see it's true.
Shoo-ba-dee-doo.
An ape like me,
scooby-dooby-dooby,
can learn to be human too.
Made a deal with you. What I desire is man's red fire to make my dream come true. Now give me the secret, man cub. Come on, clue me what to do. Give me the power of man's red flower so I can be like you.
Welcome to Beatle Weekly. The nonsense you're listening to right now is I Want to Be Like You from The Jungle Book, oddly enough. I've never even seen The Jungle Book. This song is awesome, isn't it? This is Beatle Weekly, our first episode. Beatle Weekly, our slogan is stuff you give a crap about. Meaning, you know, movies and video games and entertainment. Everything. Everything you want. We got it right here, and I'm just stalling to wait for this song to be over so we can actually go into something important. Let's take a look at the news today. Some pretty old stuff right now. Dick Cheney is a ravaging murderer. That's old news. He's shot many people and he is to be feared. Everybody lock your windows and protect your children because Dick Cheney is coming. Let's see, the Lost finale was a little while ago, and personally, I didn't like it, because they, again, fail to answer any questions, but instead, make too many more, and now it's all confusing, and I don't know what the hell's going on, electromagnetism, what is this? And, in other news, my dad has been obsessed with 24, and I'm going to start watching Season 3 when he gets it, because I want to be obsessed with it, too. I guess we'll go into movies now. This is how the show's gonna be laid out. I'm just gonna, I'm gonna play it with this. I'm gonna start it out with a song, and what we're gonna do is I'm gonna have my little rambling intro right here, and then we're gonna talk about the movies that are out. Then we're gonna have an intermission with the song. Then we'll have video game talk. I'll end it with a conclusion. Oop, phone. I'll end it with a conclusion, and I'll play another song. So this is basically a movie, entertainment, video game podcast, thus what you give a crap about. Thank you. Okay, there's a lot of movies that you people want to see lately, a lot of big fandoms coming out, like MI3, Da Vinci Code, and Poseidon. Those are the three we're going to talk about today, because that's how this is laid out. Let's see, we'll start with MI3, with Tom Cruise, who I hate. Yeah, I hate Tom Cruise. He's everywhere, and he's overexposed, and he's an alright actor. But this movie does not cut it. MI3 is a little bit too, They try to be like Triple X. There's too much action. Sorry if I sound like a jerk when I say too much, but it's like people only like it because there's explosions, and it has big talk with the science and the shit. It's an action movie. It's what you would expect from an action movie, and absolutely nothing more. Tom Cruise, I guess, is good in this, like he is in all of his movies, but I still hate him. And I think there's just a little bit too much corny love relationships. I mean, we all know they're gonna make an MI4 eventually, but now the guy has a wife, and I don't know how she's gonna mix into the whole thing, because they didn't do it well with this, and it's mentioned several times. It's like they want you to know they're gonna make a fourth one, and he's gonna have a wife, unless they just decide to end it here with a trilogy. An unfinished, lame trilogy. With that being kind of embarrassing, there's the Da Vinci Code, which is even more embarrassing. Let's see, let's take a look at, Tom Hanks. What's with his haircut, first of all? He looks like a sleazy Hollywood director. Like they called him over because he was some greaseball. And he's supposed to be younger. In the book, they say he's in about his 40s. He really looks like he's 60 years old. His hair is graying. Yeah, they got the cast completely wrong for this. What about Silas? Then there's Silas. He's supposed to be albino. He's supposed to have red eyes. Instead, he looks like Aaron Carter just coming back from the beach or something, from surfing. He's like, I think Keanu Reeves could have played him. He didn't have very much acting talent, Silas's actor. Let's see what you have to say. With pretty much no emotion, you have to say no several times and ah several times. That's pretty much the only acting necessity you need for playing our friend Silas, who shoots people. Now there's Poseidon. I've been waiting for this movie for a long time. When I saw it, I was dearly disappointed because it ruined the old one for me. If you've ever seen the old one, remember that fat lady? The fat lady who couldn't swim and she died? I cried at that part. With this, I don't know about the fat lady, but this movie I laughed at. They say it's trying to be scary. I laughed at this movie. I'm not even kidding. It's just, don't even bother seeing this, but if you do see this, and you haven't seen the old one, don't see the old one, because the old one will fuck it up for you. That's what this movie does. If you see one or the other, have your own, if you see one of them, place your opinions about the movie there, because, I don't know, I think I made my point, but what I'm trying to say is that one screws up the other one. And that's about it we have for movies. Felt kind of rushed. I don't think I'm doing too great a job. I think I'm rambling a little bit. But if you guys like the show, you guys have some suggestions for a better layout, because right now this is just a bit mediocre, you can email me at Beetle, that's Beetle with two E's, Beatle 104 104 2. No, sorry. Okay, let me start over. Beatle. This is Beatle with two E's. Beatle 104 2000 at yahoo.com. Beatle 104 2000 at yahoo.com. Thank you. Please give me some feedback, people. I mean, I don't know what to do here. But we're gonna... I guess I'm gonna leave you with intermission right now. Stone Temple Pilots practice. Okay, I'm back. That was Stone Temple Pilots' Cracker Man. The song is called Cracker Man. The band who sings it is called Stone Temple Pilots. Thank you. Okay, now we're going to go into our video game section. This is the section where we talk about video games, obviously. Let's see. Since I haven't played very many games lately, we're going to talk about the new Super Mario Brothers, the new SMB, which, oddly enough, is actually called the new Super Mario Brothers. It's good. It gives you back that old-style, you know, Mario feeling. Remember jumping on your little blocks and jumping on the turtles and everything? This gives you that, only, you know, you have a wider realm to do stuff. The graphics are better, obviously, and it makes it more fun. There's, like, more things you can do. Better mushrooms. There's a mini mushroom that makes you really small, and there's a big mushroom that makes you huger than huge. and it's a fun game. I think the only problem with it is levels can get repetitive, and bosses are very repetitive. The Koopa Kid, who takes Peach, sorry if I didn't spoil anything for you, we know it was bound to happen, but the Koopa Kid who takes Peach, you have to fight him, and fighting him as a boss doesn't require very much thinking. It's basically hitting him on the head 5 times, 3 times, and he dies. He doesn't really die, he actually runs away. But it just kind of pisses you off that you're running through 6 worlds and Mario can't get his ass to move towards this dragon any quicker to get your fucking whore back. It's ridiculous. And, well, it's a good game. I'm kind of trying to make it sound bad right now, but I'm just kind of trying to be funny. It's a good game. It gives you back that old feeling. It makes you feel like summer's here, if that made any sense. Yeah, so I have some E3 coverage. Some of it may be pretty old. Plagiarized Station 3, as Scott from VG Cats may call it. They stole the controller, didn't they? They took the Wii's Happy Controller. Our Wiimote. They took our Wiimote, Penny Arcade. I love that, Wiimote. I'm actually going to refer to it as that. Maybe that's what they'll call it. That'd be awesome. But, yeah, they stole the remote, and I am pissed, and I hope it does bad. The only thing PS3's got running for it right now is MSG4. Metal Gear Solid. Wait, did I say MSG? I meant Metal Gear Solid 4. That's MGS. Sorry. That's it, I think, right now. Give or take some other titles like Hitman. But even worse for the PS3 is its cost. Nearly $600 for a game. That's for a game. I don't care what you say, that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Tycho said that he thought the Xbox 360 price could be the ceiling. Was the ceiling. And that he refuses to buy the PS3 for that much. I totally agree with him. Because this is stupid right now. That's called customer whoring. Because now I know all the little wigger kids are going to come and be like, yo, yo, yo. PS3's got better graphics. And same with the remote, they're going to be like, yo, 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 PS3's got better graphics, and Nintendo stole the remote, even though they had it a year before PS3. You little wiggers. So yeah, now we got some coverage on the Wii. And the Wii is coverage. That is what they're calling their new console, the Nintendo Wii, because we all need to play with our Wiis. Sometimes. Not much to say there, but it's like I'm not gonna feel comfortable calling my video game system a penis every day. I actually refuse to call it the Wii. I think I'm gonna call it the Revolution. But eventually I'm gonna call it the Wii anyway because it's already becoming a habit. Now the Wii cost. The Wii costs under $300. That is why it will sell. Because smart people buy consoles that aren't almost a grand. And it's got some pretty good titles running for it. If you want to go on to IGN or whatever, they got the Super Smash Bros. Brawler trailer. It looks awesome. And Snake. Solid Snake is in the game. If you read the new VG Cats strip, www.vgcats.com, updated every Monday, Solid Snake comes behind Mario. This is the guy's depiction on what Super Smash Bros. Brawlers might be like. Solid Snake comes behind Mario and cuts his neck. He jumps out of a box and cuts his neck. That's probably what it's going to be like. The thing about that is, with Solid Snake being in the game, is what's he going to shoot people? Yeah, he's got karate and everything, but I don't know. I hope they don't mess the game up by making him too cool. But that's about it for today. I'm gonna try to run the show. This is the first episode. This is the pilot per se, at about 25 minutes. and I'm going to try to get it like that. And this is the conclusion. There's not really much to talk about. So maybe we'll be able to end it at 20 minutes. And I'm going to leave you all with Feel Good Inc. by the Gorillaz. Goodbye. And thank you for listening to Beatle Weekly. What you give a crap about.
Motown with your sound, you in the blink, gon' bite the dust, can't fight with us. With your sound, you kill me.